Shop the President's Day sale at Grand Appliance for unbeatable appliance deals and a hassle-free buying experience that includes fast delivery, expert installation, and personalized service from start to finish. Save now on top brands like LG with top-load washers starting at $5.99 and counter-depth max French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Learn more at grandappliance.com or one of Grand's local showrooms in Indianapolis and Lafayette. That's Grand Appliance, appliance experts since 1930.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
As we're about to have a parade start in about a half an hour, it'll come by us. We're on the parade route. Speeches later, early in the afternoon. And we'll go to Buzz on Broad. Buzz is on Broad Street.
Where the hell is Buzz at?
We'll find him. We're going to find him. Buzz on Broad somewhere out there at 1045. We'll have that for you. Your phone calls as well. 215-592-9494. It's parade day on Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, let's go to Dan Wilson live on the parade route. Buzz on Broad. What's going on, Buzz?
What's up, guys? You guys can hear me okay?
We got you. So, we got Buzz on Broad Street. Buzz, where are you?
Yeah, so I'm actually, this is Buzz on Broad, but I've made my way over to 11th and Patterson. I'm actually standing right next to the old Veterans Stadium, Liberty Bell, in front of Citizens Bank Park, if you guys know where that is.
Yes.
Me and a bunch of other people are standing up here for a better vantage point. There are just fireworks going off at the link. Looks like the buses are getting ready to go here in just about 10 minutes, so should start on time. There's confetti blowing. An electric scene down here, as you can imagine.
It does sound like an electric factor. Buzz, they cheering for you as you're on the mic?
Uh-oh, Buzz.
Oh, absolutely.
The ladies are cheering for Buzz.
It's Valentine's Day, Buzz. You looking for a Valentine?
Well, I got my girlfriend next to me, so I don't think I'm looking for a Valentine.
That probably ain't a
But I do have a WIP hat on. Had a lot of people excited to be interviewed on WIP here this morning. I'll tell you one thing, guys. I don't know how well you can see. I've been impressed with the diversity in jerseys here today. Like, I remember last time, 7 years ago, at the parade, a lot of Foles, a lot of Wentz,
yep,
stuff like that. I'm seeing jerseys of everyone, whether it's Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, obviously a lot of Saquon, Jalen Hurts. It just shows how great this group was truly as a team, that there are like 20 different players represented.
Yeah, it's a good way to frame it, Buzz. They got a lot of jersey-worthy players. You know, guys, you're like, yeah, I'll buy that jersey. I saw a bunch of Cooper DeJeans as I was walking in today. We're going to see a lot more of those in the coming years. Buzz, we appreciate it. We'll check in again soon. There he goes, Buzz on Broad. How about that? We got our correspondents in the field.
Buzz on Broad. I like that.
Yeah, Buzz on Broad. All right, we got a lot coming up here. We're going to get to all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. We'll check down at the parade. Devin, Elliot, Buzz, they're grabbing people as they see them, and we'll get back to your phone call. How about Devin locked in, ignoring Hugh, trying to interject?
Completely ignoring.
Totally. She's doing her job.
She's a professional.
That's a pro right there. Yep. That's why we can't trust Buzz with those interviews.
Shout out to Devin for being a professional.
I didn't hear Buzz. Was it bad?
Well, Buzz had a lot of people screaming behind him.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't know if it was because they were in awe of seeing Buzz at the parade.
Yep.
Because he said he was wearing his WIP hat, so
okay,
everyone knew it was Buzz.
He's one guy who definitely should be wearing a WIP diaper down there, given his history, actually.
I get Buzz wearing it. Next time we talk to Buzz, I'll ask him if he is wearing a diaper. Yeah. I have to imagine there are some people down there with diapers. Again, it's a judgment-free zone. It's parade day. You want to wear a diaper? Wear a diaper.
Y'all been hanging around me way too long.
Dude, I wear a diaper during our show every day.
Do we have Buzz on Broad here? Let's go down. We have Buzz here. Buzz on Broad with a fan. Let's see. Let's talk to Buzz down on Broad Street. Go ahead, Buzz.
All right. Thank you, guys. Standing by with
Ashley.
Ashley, would you like to tell the people what you're wearing here today?
I'm wearing Swoop's costume, and Dallas sucks.
You mentioned your husband's a Dallas fan?
Yeah, his name's John, and unfortunately, he's a Cowboys fan. Boo!
So it's an interfaith marriage. How does that usually go on Sundays?
I win all the time, and his team sucks.
Is he out here today, or he couldn't stomach this?
No, he had to go to work like a loser.
So who's you guys come out here with today? How long have you been
on
here?
Valentine's Day.
We've been here since about to find like 8, else. And I'm with my parents, my sisters, and my niece.
Who are you most excited to see out there on Broad Street?
Cooper DeGene.
Oh, here it is. The moment of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he got his pick six on his birthday.
And who do you think's going to have the best speech at the Art Museum?
Why am I being ignored?
Hopefully BJ. We love him.
Buzz cool. is gone.
Thank you, guys. I'll send it back up to you.
Thank you, Buzz.
Why is Buzz gone Hollywood on me, Joe?
Well, Buzz is the man on the street now. He got to go up and deliver the card for Joe Shane. I mean, Buzz is big time.
I just want to say
can't get 300 signatures, but he's big time.
The guy whomever Buzz was just talking to, his girlfriend, she's about to find a new man today on Valentine's Day because you chose to be a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Poor guy.
And go to work. When you get home, don't be surprised if your stuff is on the front lawn, bro, or hurt where she probably going
to
leave.
Big deal. Yeah, all right, 215-592-94. We're going to send it down to Elliot in a few minutes. He's interviewing
I'm surprised he's not partying it up.
Well, he's busy.
He's a professional.
Oh, he's working today?
And you know, the real people working today are Buzz and Elliot and Devin. We're just sitting up here having a good time watching this thing play.
Did y'all find Buzz?
Oh, we found Buzz. Yeah, he's on Broad.
He's okay.
Buzz asked somebody what they wearing.
Yeah, he did. A woman. Yeah.
And she said she had a boyfriend. Well, she had a boyfriend that was a Dallas Cowboys fan, and she said he sucks.
Edgy Buzz is becoming a big star on Broad Street. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to – do we got Buzz on Broad? Let's check in. Buzz on Broad Street. What's going on, Buzz?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, Buzz.
High above Broad Street here from the 7th floor of the Brownstein Group PR firm. I had to tush-push my way through here. The subway's not stopping at Walnut anymore. I had to walk from Race all the way here. And I pushed through no short of about 1,000 people to literally get up here and do this report. So I'm dedicated to this show.
Well, obviously people didn't realize how important it was that we needed to get this Buzz on Broad hit. So I'm glad you tush-pushed
Absolutely.
Your way through. So, Buzz, set the scene from where you are, what you're seeing, and how ready are you for these speeches here, Buzz?
Yeah, so these buses are going beneath me just as we speak. Jeff Lurie hoisting the Lombardi Trophy just a couple of minutes ago here on Broad. Many of the players and their families now still passing by here at Broad and Walnut. Lots of confetti flying everywhere. These players are certainly getting into it. They seem to have had a little bit more to drink since the last time I saw them at Broad and Patterson, so they're having a good time. Kyle might have to get more active on that dump button like he did with Hugh during these speeches. But this is an electric scene.
I feel attacked, Buzz. Don't attack me.
Listen, I can hear the pre-delay, and I heard that all the way. But I'm seeing people out of rooftops here. Players and their families are waving. They are going nuts. A lot of the players walking on Broad as well. I think this is Jake Elliott beneath me, high-fiving people. Can't really tell exactly from this vantage point, but a lot of commotion here on Broad.
So a couple of things. I'm not sure who you've seen go by. You mentioned Lurie. You mentioned potentially Jake Elliott. A couple of things I saw as I scrolled through and just saw what was happening as they arrived near us. One, I saw Quinyon Mitchell stumbling around, so it seems like he's having himself a time this morning. And the other thing I saw, Buzz, I don't know if you can confirm or deny this, but a lot of people were apparently chanting Coop. But it was actually Reed, so we're confusing which exciting white it is as we go through here.
Mighty Whitey.
That's going to happen. I get that.
All the exciting white guys the mighty look the same.
Oh, I mean, that's...
How are you going to confuse the Mighty Whiteys,
I mean,
man?
They're not that dissimilar looking. They're actually pretty similar looking.
Look, that's coming from you.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I will say, from the vantage point I was at where everyone was pushing through on Broad, there are a lot of vantage points here today where, you know, some of the players who are wearing hats or winter clothing, not necessarily the easiest to be on facial recognition.
Yeah, you're just trying to guess that at accurate. That point. Yeah, you're guessing.
You're just trying to guess. And here's the other thing. People are just having themselves a good time. I think they could see a random, you know, white guy who's a staffer and yell Coop at him. I think it's that kind of day.
Yeah, it might be. All right, Buzz, we appreciate it. Continue making your way through the field here. We'll check in again. There he goes. Buzz on Broad as we found Buzz on Broad Street. All right, let's go down to Buzz. Buzz on Broad. Buzz, let's hear what you got going on down there.
Thank you, guys. Standing down here at the sports complex, and I'm with the now famous Run the Ball guys outside of the NovaCare complex since the 2017 Super Bowl run. How are you guys feeling today? We've got another parade here in Philly.
We're pumped up. We're jacked up. We're holding it down here on Patterson Avenue, ready for this parade to get started. We're down here representing,
Thank you, Nick.
Go Birds!
Thank you, Nick and Haley. You sent us out the coffee. Hey, Run the Ball. We love you guys. Forever grateful. We're here, baby.
Now, there are four of you guys total. What are your guys' names?
Dave.
Keith Shirley.
Joe Long.
Mike Mache.
Cool. And how did you guys come up with this idea? Originally, obviously, a call and push to Run the Ball. Probably feel pretty validated this season. Saquon Barkley, a 2,000-yard rusher.
Started back in 2017 season when we won the Super Bowl. Dougie Peterson coming out against the Kansas City Chiefs. Threw the ball for 45 times. Came up with the idea, let's go down, just run the ball, roll the blunt. That's all we wanted. Let LeGarrette roll. Then it turns out, you see what happened.
We went to the Super Bowl.
Last year we come out, not happy after being, 10-1?
10-1. Got romped by the Niners.
Romped. Weren't running the ball. Came out. Season didn't turn out how we wanted to. Sign Saquon.
But then we went out and signed Saquon.
Run the ball. Sign Saquon. Come out this year. We're the number one rushing team in the league. With number one defense.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Saquon.
All right, thank you, guys. Send it back to you.
Love those guys. Run the ball, guys. You know my favorite part of that was? Subtly, those guys taking credit for the Eagles' success. Like, hey, we started this after week 2, 2017. Since then, two rings. Run the ball, guys.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen, someone's got to get credit
fanatics.
For it.
Fanatics. Doing what fanatics do.
I don't know where in the pie of credit, Kyle, we give to those guys for the Eagles' success the last 8 years, but I'm not going to say they get zero. I mean, they said run the ball.
Like, judging by the way it was trending, they pointed it out. Doug.
We had a lot of great correspondents today, Hugh. We had yes, Buzz, we Devin, and Elliot. People, they did a really great job today.
Yes, they did, man. Commend them for that, man. It's been a long, cold day. But when you're out here for stuff like this, it doesn't really matter, man. It just makes it more fun.
I was also impressed. Like, we know Devin has reporter chops, right? She's a reporter.
Yes.
Elliot is a reporter, but he also, like, he's a radio guy. He's a podcaster. He's got tapes.
You proud of Buzz?
I'm proud of Elliot went back to his reporter roots today, but I'm proud of Buzz.
Yeah, Buzz did a good job,
yeah.
Man. It was kind of weird, though. He asked the girl what she was wearing, though.
Well, Buzz is weird. I mean, like, that's part of Buzz's shit.
We love you, Buzz.
Yeah, no, good job. We appreciate Buzz doing a good job for us today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.